if the Muslims do not lead the United States and the West, and perhaps the Islamic world, in understanding Islam, there is no way out of this dilemma. We're not going to win militarily. We can't kill everybody in the world who disagrees with us. If we kill Osama bin Laden, there will be and are thousands of people who are willing to take his place. So we have to know, and the Muslims, in this regard, in my opinion, have to lead this nation in terms of understanding what this situation is all about. So what is the role of a Muslim from your standpoint in the United States and in the world during this crisis?
Firstly, to return to the purity of our religion, go back to the Quran and read it again with fresh eyes and fresh minds, and separate ourselves from hurt or any bitterness or any bad image we have of any nation, including America, and read the Quran and see what God is saying to us. And read the life of Muhammad the Prophet, our Prophet, who lived this religion perfectly for us. He left his way with us. After that, that's number one. After that, then know what your citizenship is, American citizenship is. Know what American citizenship is. Immigrants, when they come here, they pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States. If they don't do that, they can't come here. They can't be citizens here. And they have done that. And they have said that this is one nation under God. So understand that and believe it, that this is one nation under God. I believe that psychologically, you cannot benefit from this country as a citizen until you strongly identify with the founding fathers' hope for this country, what kind of nation we want, and strongly identify with all the good American people who cherish that and will die for it, and I'm one of them.
All right. If we are where we are, and the United States has the greatest military ever assembled, we have an awesome economic power, is that going to save us from a situation in the world which many people consider essentially evil? And that means that all of us have to learn from this, not just Muslims, not just Christians or Jews, but all of us. If we're having a hijacking of Islam, if there is a cult that is a small group that is becoming overwhelmingly growing and endangering Islam, what is the role of the Muslim?
To resist it with his hands, and if he has no circumstances for doing that, resist it with his tongue. This is a prophet speaking. I'm giving you his speaking. And if he has no circumstances for resisting it with his tongue, speak out against it, etc., then he should at least dislike it in his heart and not give it any support.
But the world, the West, does not understand Islam. Americans in particular, Americans tend to look toward what is American.
It's our obligation, as you are indicating, it is our obligation
as Muslims
to correctly inform our public.
That means that you will have to oppose
the American public.
Yes. And the world public.
Yes, exactly.
Because the people overseas look to Muslims in the United States, I would guess, for guidance as to what the United States is like for Muslims.
They do. They see us as monitor, and they think they can learn a lot from how we have lived and from how we are presenting ourselves now in America. That will help them to know how to deal with America, how to, and if they migrate here, how to live in America. Yes.
Succinctly, in about a minute, how should a Muslim live in America?
What Muslims should know. They should know what accounts for the stability and longevity of this government that we have. It's not the growth of the Constitution, it's the essence and the beginning of the Constitution. that recognize God as creator, and that this country may take their oath when they come here and become citizens. They take an oath. And in that oath, they are told they have to save themselves, one nation under God.
But there is a role for Luther.
Yes.
And there is a role for people like yourself, who are very influential with a very significant portion of American society. And I might say that Muslims in America are the best educated, as I agree, in the world. And the immigrant Muslims who come here are largely, and to a very great extent, professional people who have brought skills to
exactly.
the country.
Exactly.
And the African Americans who are Muslim, and based on my experience with your community, are simpler people on average, as much as or more so than any other American. What is their role? How can the Muslim American community, I think I want to ask you, how can it help lead our nation out of this dilemma we're in? Can it help explain America, as you've done on this program, to the rest of the world?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can, and I feel that we have an obligation to do that. We live in America, and we enjoy the benefits of American citizenship. And I know that these are very precious benefits. You don't find them abroad. It's hard to find the citizenship quality and benefits that we enjoy in this country. So it's our obligation as Muslims to embrace all of our good American citizens, irrespective of their color, nationality, or their religion. If they are citizens accepting the meaning of citizenship in America, then we cannot exclude them from our circle of friends and brothers. We must accept them because they have accepted that God is creator and that God is over this country, that this country, its government, its people, the Senate, the Congress, the President, all of our great leaders respect that God is the authority over this country. And we are trying to have a country that we believe God is pleased with. So any Muslim, he doesn't have to be a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Christian, a Hindu, all of us. If we like that idea, we should bond closely together. So our role should be as Muslims to promote and contribute to the bonding of the American citizenry, one nation united. One nation united, not divided. That's what we should work for. That should be our role as citizens of this country. And our role as Muslims should be to give our support to all good structures and to this great nation that recognizes God as being the authority over it.